We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and talking outdoors information here today. And up next, we're going to hear from Todd Lovin, manager up at Tuttle Creek State Park. Todd, good to have you on again. I understand there was it was a good weekend for you out there at Tuttle Creek. Had some decent weather aside from maybe the wind yesterday especially. But Friday, I know there are a lot of people across the state took advantage of free entry day at the state parks.
Yes, that's part of a statewide adventure, and I believe it's even national. It's called hashtag Opt Outside. It's kind of an outdoors version of Black Friday specials, quite frankly, is to get people outdoors, kind of give them an alternative to go to that, and to go outside. And in state parks, yes, we waived the daily vehicle permit for that day. And, you know, we tend to put a few little events together that are pretty simple. Like we do it's called a Tuttle Treasure Trail. And we just put some treasures out and people go scavenger hunt those. And once they find those and bring them in, we give them their actual prize. It's not huge, but it's a value. We do give a free cabin stay that's randomly assigned to those trails. And then just some odd $20 little prizes that are kind of fun, gets people outdoors. And this year, probably more important with social distancing and everything, to give people an alternative to doing the normal.
All right. Very cool. As far as open and closed statuses here, what is open? What's not open at Tuttle Creek?
We get to December and we pretty much get now down to just the bare basics of our winter opportunities. And that's right now in Rocky Ford. It's still open for a day or two, as far as the campground, that is. And then it'll close. And River Pond, electric's always on at all of our sites, but the water gets shut down to all but about 20 sites. And most of the buildings are closed. We do have a flush toilet building open, and all of our vault toilets will be open for the whole year. But today we'll be closing down the Fancy Creek shower building and shutting the gate up at Randolph area up there too. So really just going down to our normal basics. And with everything going on, our office is still open to the public. However, you still need to social distance and wear a mask to enter. Varies from state park to state park, depending on where they're at and the decisions that they need to make. So you might want to be sure if you're going to a different state park what those rules are for them.
Yeah, and that's probably good to know, because Tuttle Creek State Park kind of straddles the county border. So I'm always not sure if I'm in Riley or Pottawatomie County and one has a mask mandate, one doesn't.
Right. Sometimes we're not sure what county we're in either. I mean, because it wraps around. With this year, it's kind of whether we, actually comply with those county regs is a little bit different being a state agency. For the most part, we have kind of tried to follow those, but we've also done a little bit of our own thing too. So, which we felt real comfortable with.
All right. Well, as far as permits go, what can you tell us about permits available at Tuttle Creek?
Okay. It's actually great timing because of Christmas coming up. And for outdoors people, we have a whole lot of different things you can do. And for the people that love to go to the outdoors, there's basically three important dates, really. And like cabin reservations in any state park are 365. So you can make a reservation on a cabin a year in advance. So basically today you could make one for almost up until December 1st of 2021. So that's the rules with cabins. On campsite reservations, those go on sale December 17th at 12 noon. So that's a different date. And then like state park annual permits, like annual vehicles or annual camp, those things go on sale at December 15th. So a couple days before the campsite reservations go on. But those are kind of three important dates to remember in the camping year at state parks.
All right. That might make a great gift for somebody for the holidays, I would imagine.
It does. You know, and we sell quite a few of those, or we sell gift cards as well, so people can choose to do that. Today, as Ben was mentioning about deer season, today and tomorrow is kind of a busy day, and kind of all this week, because we're selling those deer tags out of our office. Our office is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, if people want to stop in to get those. So just another thing to do and another way to get permits.
All right. And if people want to make those reservations for one of those cabins, can that all be done online, or do you have to do some of it in person?
Right. No, you could really, there's three ways. You can call us and we can make it. You can go online to www.ksoutdoors, and then you'll get to campsite cabin reservations. You'll kind of have to work through the website a little bit to get there. You can always call us and we'll take care of that. So, but most people do it online now, and it's because you can look at the whole schedule and look at every cabin and everything. So it's all up there, very easy to work through.
Okay. And we're talking with Todd Lovin here, manager up at Tuttle Creek State Park. And I think one thing that folks really look forward to around this time of year is the first day hikes, which come up on New Year's Day.
That is correct. And yes, it has been popular. It's always popular. Obviously, good weather makes it very popular. Last year was really just perfect weather. We had like 600 people for that hike. Not sure what to expect this year, but we are going through with them. Again, we will recommend, you know, social distancing and masks and all that sort of stuff. But it is January 1st, of course, and we'll be 10:30 to noon. That's 10:30 a.m. We let people sleep in a little bit on that morning. Typically, we go whether it no matter what the weather is, typically, unless there'd be a, you know, danger to personal safety or something that way. The hike can last from 1 to 3 miles, and really it kind of is ability dependent, depending on what you're comfortable with. So,
all right. Very popular event, obviously, and, you know, a good educational opportunity there for families, too, if they want to take their family out and their kids and learn about nature. That's a good opportunity to do that. Is there anything else, Todd, that we haven't discussed that you might want to let the listeners know about?
Oh, there is one other. We here mid-December sometime. We haven't quite announced that date yet. It'll be on our Facebook page, which is Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism Tuttle Creek. We have what we call a reindeer race. It's a scavenger hunt with multiple sites. So it's kind of like the TV show. You go to one site, we'll give you a clue for the first one, and then every next one, there's a clue as to where to go, sort of thing. So kind of fun thing. That'll be starting in mid-December. It'll take several days usually for people to find all those, and just takes you all over the park, and just a good opportunity, again, to get outdoors, do some family time, and get a little exercise.
All right. We definitely love scavenger hunts around here. We have a promotion we do every year at the radio station called Jingle Bell Rock, and that's just very similar. So I think people will look forward to something.
It is.
Like that.
These are just not near as big.
There you go.
And the prizes aren't near as large as the Jingle Bell Rock, but the concept's still similar.
Absolutely. Well, guys, appreciate you being on the program today. Todd, Ben, hope you have a happy and safe holiday season, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.